Moment. Mike, you are good to go.
Okay, thank you very much, Stephanie. Thank everybody for joining us, but I would like to call the order to Texas Property and Casualty Insurance Guarantee Association meeting. Today is May the 23rd, and it is 4:09 by my time. This meeting is being held as a telephone conference call meeting conducted in accordance with Section 462.059 of the Texas Insurance Code. After the meeting, an audio recording of the open session of the meeting will be posted on the TPSIGA website. Because this meeting is being conducted by teleconference, I want to remind everyone to put your phones on mute unless you're speaking and to identify yourself before making comment. Commissioner Brown recently appointed Eric Marfin to fill the public member vacancy on the board. I want to welcome Eric to the board and assure him we will give him a warmer welcome at our June in-person board meeting. Eric, would you like to say a few words?
Thank you, Mike. First of all, I would like to thank Commissioner Brown for appointing me to this position. And I would like to thank all my fellow board members. I look forward to working with all of you and ensuring that we're meeting consumer demands and that the organization is run appropriately. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Eric, and again, welcome aboard. With Eric joining us today in our meeting, 8 of the 9 board members are in attendance, so a quorum is present. Director Norton is participating in today's meeting solely as the interim executive director. Her presence does not count toward a quorum, and she will not be voting on any matters considered by the board, which is why you get me today. Stephanie is staffing today's call in the boardroom of the TPSIGA offices to provide an opportunity for members of the public to listen to the open sessions of today's meetings. Stephanie, one more time, just for the record, would you please state for the record any members of the public in attendance and if there are any TPSIGA employees or Texas Department of Insurance staff in attendance for the call?
Yes, we have 3 TDI staff members here at TPSIGA: Bain Hugo, Jessica Barta, and Dan Pascal. TPSIGA staff is John Diamato and myself. And then we have several on the line from TDI staff attending through telephone conference. Did you need me to name those individuals?
Yes, please.
I have Caitlin Boehm with TDI, Kenesha Schuster, Arby Gonzalez, Sean Martin, Tina Arendal. Did I miss anyone? And no public members, Mike Garrett.
Okay, thank you so much, Stephanie.
Mike, give me one moment. Someone's trying to get into the meeting. Give me one moment, Mike.
Okay, thank you.
Please announce yourself. 0503. Tatiana? You can go
Hello,
ahead.
Hello, this is Tatiana. This is Tatiana.
I'm sorry.
You can go ahead, Mike. It was Tatiana Bermudez. She's on the line.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much. So we'll move on. That covers most of item number one. The other one is obviously the antitrust, and I would like to make a comment about that. At this time, I'd like to remind everyone that the industry members of the board of directors are competitors in the marketplace. Therefore, we must all exercise care in refraining from any discussions that might give rise to an allegation of a violation of state or federal antitrust laws. Finishing item number one, we'll move into item number two, which is selection of an interim outside general counsel. As it's posted in the agenda, Consideration and possible action on contracting with an interim outside general counsel to represent the association and the board of directors until a request for qualifications can be issued and a permanent outside general counsel is selected. Several local firms have attorneys and experience serving as outside counsel for other quasi-governmental insurance entities. I am recommending that the board authorize the executive committee to engage the Mitchell Williams Law Firm with Stan Strickland as the lead attorney to serve as outside general counsel for the association and the board of directors on an interim basis until a request for qualifications can be issued and a permanent outside general counsel is selected. The Mitchell Williams Law Firm has a large insurance regulatory practice, and Stan Strickland, a member of the firm, has experience representing other guarantee associations and the Surplus Line Stamping Office. He is a former deputy commissioner of the legal division of the Texas Department of Insurance, where he worked for 21 years. And Eric, as a new board member, I think all of the other board members realize that Shelby Betts, our last general counsel, has resigned. And so that's why we're in this position to hire an interim and then go through a process to engage a permanent general counsel. That being said, do I have any motion so that we can have further discussion?
I have a motion if there's no further discussion.
I think that's Tiffany, is that correct?
This is Tiffany, yes.
Okay.
All right, well, I move that the board authorize the executive committee to engage the Mitchell Williams Law Firm with Stan Strickland as lead attorney to serve as outside general counsel for the association and the board of directors on an interim basis until a request for qualifications can be issued and a permanent outside general counsel is selected.
Okay, I hear the motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it. This is David Nardecchia.
Okay. David seconds the motion. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none. All in favor say aye.
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 Any nays? Are there any nays? Hearing none, the motion carries unanimously. Okay, that takes care of item number two on our agenda. Item three, we will move into executive session at this time and close. We obviously are going to discuss and deliberate on personal matters, including the appointment and or employment of an executive director as authorized by Section 551 of 74 of Texas Government Code, and consult with outside counsel and receive legal advice on status of an ongoing investigation and personnel matters as authorized by Section 551-071 of the Insurance Code. We will move on into item three in executive session. The time is now 4:17.
Hi, Eric, hold on just a moment, because yep. I have to step out and stop the recording. Give me one moment.
Okay, for those who are part of the executive session, you have received a separate meeting invite.
Hold on 1 second. I start the recording. Okay. You are good to go, Mr. Garrett.
Okay, time is now 5:50. The Board of Directors is back in open session. We will now take up item four, consideration and possible action on matters discussed in executive session. Do I have a motion?
Yes, there is a motion. So we have a resolution on the executive director. So I move that the board of directors make offer of employment to the candidate discussed during the executive session to serve as TP SIGA's full-time executive director with the salary and benefits discussed in executive session, and that TP SIGA staff be instructed to take all necessary administrative actions to enable him to assume the role.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Are there any nays? Hearing none, the motion carries unanimously. The next item of business is item number 5, public comment. This is an opportunity for members, public members, to make any comments. I don't believe we have anybody. Stephanie, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
We're not.
Sorry?
So we don't consider. Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. Garrett,
I'm sorry, I didn't.
TDI staff considered as public?
They're welcome to make comment if they like. I mean, public or TDI, you're definitely welcome. Is there any comments from TDI?
No.
No? The answer is no?
The answer is no, Mr. Garrett.
Okay. Are there any announcements anyone needs to make? Going back on the motion for the executive director, David Nardecki, did you abstain from that vote?
I'm sorry. Sure. Yes, I'm sorry. I did abstain from the vote.
Okay, but let the record show that David Nardecki abstained from the vote on the hiring of the new executive director. Okay, item 6, are there any announcements? Hearing none, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, second from David. All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you all. Good. Thank you all very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Good job today.
Thanks.